Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 29. This understanding is called self-realization. The Mayavadi's theory, therefore, that the supersoul and the individual soul are equal, is only a misconception. The conclusion is that Krishna is worshipable and that all other living entities are simply Krishna's servants. This understanding is called self-realization, and any other realization of the self beyond this relationship of eternal servitorship of Krishna is impelled by Maya. It is said that the last snare of Maya is to dictate to the living entity to try to become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosopher claims to be equal to God, but he or she cannot reply to the question of why one has fallen into material entanglement. If one is the Supreme God, then how is it that he or she has been overtaken by impious activities and thereby subjected to the tribulations of the law of karma? And when the Mayavadis are asked about this, they cannot properly answer. The speculation that one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is yet another symptom of sinful life. One cannot take to Krishna consciousness unless he or she is completely freed from all sinful activities. The very fact that the Mayavadi claims to become one with the Supreme Lord means that he or she is not yet freed from the reactions of sinful activities. Srimad Bhagavatam says that such persons are avishuddha buddhaya, which means that they falsely think themselves liberated, although at the same time they think themselves equal with the absolute truth, and thus their intelligence is not purified. The personified Vedas say that if the yogis and jnanis do not free themselves from sinful desires, then their particular process of self-realization will never be successful. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 29. This understanding is called self-realization. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.